Part A.
Good afternoon and welcome to Science Extremes. My guest today is Dr. Archibald Reed, an ethnologist who has spent many years studying the Piraha tribe of Brazil. Dr. Reed, please tell us about how you became interested in studying this tribe.
Thank you. I first learned about the Piraha through some papers I read by the linguist Daniel Everett. He lived with the Piraha for 7 years to study their perplexing language.
Ah, yes. Everett is the top in his field. Very much like Chomsky. Please go on.
He certainly is. Anyway, after reading his research findings, I was fascinated. It appears that the Piraha language lacks the essential features that you'd normally find in all languages. For example, the Piraha don't use words associated with time or numbers, and never use the past tense.
That seems impossible, really.
I know, but that's not all. They also do not have subordinate clauses in their language. For instance, they wouldn't say, "After I'm finished here, I will help you." Instead, they say, "I finish, I help you."
At least it seems like they use pronouns, such as I and you.
Yes, but the Piraha only use about 3 pronouns. And they also do not do things like describe colors. But there was one thing about Everett's findings that stunned me more than anything else.
What is that?
The Piraha can get by without numbers. They have no counting system. Everett discovered that they never even had words for all, or few, or many.
How can they get their point across in that way? How do they say that they have 2 brothers, for example?
They do have one word that comes very close to the number 1, but this word also means small, so it is very confusing. But you have posed a question that has caused further research among linguists.
They researched how they count?
Sort of. Another researcher, Peter Gordon, set out to find out if they even knew the concept of numbers at all and tested them. He gave them memory tests. For example, he asked them to remember how many nuts he had placed in a can.
What were the results?
He found that they simply do not understand the concept of numbers at all. He confirmed an old debatable theory in linguistics that people can only construct thoughts for things that they have actual words for.
Are there any other tribes that do not have terms for numbers?
We found another tribe that is similar, but not as extreme as the Piraha. The Walpiti Aboriginal tribe in Australia has 3 counting terms, 1, 2, and many.
At least they can get a point across. Is it possible to teach these tribes the terms for numbers?
Everett actually did that with the Piraha. He spent 8 months teaching them how to count to 10 in Portuguese.
And what was the result?
Apparently, not one of them could count to 10. And it's not because they lack the intelligence. They are as intelligent as any other culture's people. After all of his research, Everett came to one simple conclusion to sum up everything about the Piraha tribe and their language.
And what was his conclusion?
That the Piraha live in the here and now. That helps their culture to survive. They cannot hang on to the past or have aspirations for the future. They don't teach their children their history, for example. They never remember whatever is not important in the present also. They are simply a carpe diem culture.